Toucher.
Oh my God.
And Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's got the puck near point on Gustafson. Now high slot Gustafson, near circle, Kane shoots, he scores. There was a screen out in front, you can hear it crank off the far bar, it got by Hudobin. The Blackhawks have a 2-1 lead over the Bruins, and still some time to work with on the power play.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe covers the Bruins. Our good friend Billy Jaffe covers the Bruins for Nesson. I was out Saturday with my children. My daughter said, I feel bad now. I forgot your daughter's name. She said, that's your daughter's, her dad. I knew Jake's your son. Let's just say that. She goes, that's Jake's dad. She pointed to the TV.
Means you're famous now, Billy.
And Julia.
I apologize for that. I could not off the top of my head.
All right, buddy. How you doing, Rochie? What's up?
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Fantastic.
Nice.
Just outstanding. Can't wait for the snow.
That's good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Dan cries several times a month. We've just learned.
See the stuff they pull out of me?
Now Billy is like, he was a big collegiate hockey star.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan man. He's a tough guy. Are you like that? Do you have that soft side Billy?
I do. I absolutely do. I have a soft, and I know you do too, Freddie. I know. I don't know when it comes out, but
we all wonder.
I do have a soft side. Sure. I mean, I don't cry at certain things in movies, but a good emotional moment or two every once in a while, a proud father moment, something, that touches you. Absolutely. Anybody that doesn't, I don't know if I believe him.
Do you know Billy, and this is, and I'm not lying, Billy was with his father in Montana, and Billy scared off a big bear.
Really?
No, a gun scared off a big bear, our guide's gun. But yes, we did get charged by I'd say it's called a sub-adult grizzly bear, not once, but twice. One of those 30-second moments that is in slow motion that you can't believe really happened, but it happened.
Was it charging at you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy crap.
It came out of the brush, and it, from behind where our guide, his son, who was 20 at the time, and his cousin, they were sitting on a bank of a small creek that we were fishing in the backwoods of Montana, and long story short, they felt it, they heard it, and they jumped into the river, and our guide also that we were fishing with about, I don't know, 30 yards away, everybody kind of had this moment of craziness yelling, and then they fell into the river, we shot at it, spun around. It went back into the brush, and then it spun and charged us again from the brush. And then our guide had to use his handgun and shot at it. And we hit it in the side, but we didn't kill it. But thankfully, it went away. I mean, we were all shaken, so that was the end of the day fishing, put it that way.
Billy, that thing was wounded. Billy took it. He took the pelt off, and he wears it now in rituals.
Nice. Right.
Ice. In the sweat lodge. Yes.
Hold on, Dale. Let me put my belt on.
It's what Dale.
They trade off wearing it between periods.
No, it's what Dale stands on while they're doing the thing in between periods.
Barry Peterson's like, wow, that's pretty cool, Billy.
All right. So, Mr. Jaffe, should we be concerned about Brad Marchand?
Well, I don't think so, but caveat is we know that he had, whenever you hear upper body, the first thing now we go to, at least I do, is, concussion. I mean, could it be concussion symptoms? Because that's just what we go to. That's just what we fear, right? And he did have, issue earlier this year. So when all of a sudden it comes out very late before warm-up that he's not going to be in the lineup, before the game, of course there's cause for concern. Post game, there wasn't much mentioned about it. And after, no information given. So it's one of those, injury lockdowns right now, Fred. And I say, no, I don't think so, but you know what? I'm always concerned. Sure. When something like that comes up, I'm concerned. Now, Tuukka had that very, very, very minor injury, so minor that he was able to back up. couple of games. So I didn't have that kind of concern. When I don't see a guy dressed and come out, yeah, I wonder. But none of us, the NHL has gone on complete lock, you know, shutdown, lockdown on injuries for the most part.
Well, okay. Well, wasn't Marchand skating before the game, and everyone's all reports was that he looked good.
Right, that he looked fine. And then after, you know, those are the reports. And then it was a very late, hey, I don't feel well type of thing.
Was there any protecting him maybe from what happened on Saturday, Billy?
I mean, the Blackhawks aren't really I mean, could some, you know, I can't sit here and tell you nobody would have tried to take a run at him. You know, they have a few younger guys in their lineup that might try and drop the gloves with him. And in the past, a few times, I think of P.K. Subban, Marchand has responded to that. But maybe Rochin, I mean, you know, maybe, but that seems to be, I don't know. I mean, Marchand's a gamer with regard to wanting to play, but maybe the Bruins just said, hey, you're not feeling 100%, right? You're not feeling 100%? Okay. I would put it this way. It wouldn't be the first time this time of year that a guy got protected, but, you know, for me to sit there and say that, I have absolutely no idea if that's, you know, Dan, what it ended up being.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Bergeron.
It was surprising, though.
All right, 2 weeks have gone by since the Bergeron foot fracture, and he's not traveling with the team as they go on this road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a luxury that the Bruins have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. You know, Fred, I think you even said it before. There's no, was it a week or 2 weeks ago in our spot? You know, no reason to rush him. The good news is he's not walking with crutches anymore, so he just has the protective boot just for stable, you know, just to help out, you know, continue to heal. But why would you rush him? You know, I mean, anybody for that matter, why would you right now? That is a luxury. Look, they're suffering without him. You know, they're suffering without Backus, who comes back tomorrow. There's no question about it. They're suffering without Charlie. I mean, they're getting beat badly in the faceoff circle. There's many times that Bergeron would settle the game down with just with his play and also swatting other players back in the right spot. But on the other hand, they've won, so there's absolutely no reason to rush Bergeron. None.
All right, so Cassidy talked about the possibility of resting Chara yesterday, and I guess he changed his mind when he found out about Marchand. But then it was funny kind of because he went into great detail about how difficult that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chara takes great pride, I guess, in playing 82 games a season, if that's possible.
Yep.
Who controls what? Like, if Chara just goes, like, no. Like how does that whole thing work?
Well, I think there's a co-op or a cooperative between management, coach, and player, and there has to be. You know, the Bruins, they're in the playoffs. Not officially, but they're in the playoffs.
Sure.
You know that. Okay. Is their position locked up as the number two seed yet? No, it isn't. It's close, but it's not there. We went over the numbers last week a bit. I think that once Char, who is a very proud man, who is very principled in his ways, this, you know, when management and coaching staff says, all right, listen, first of all, I think you'll see him being playing under 20 minutes more regularly. That's the first way you start controlling it. And then if it's a little bit later in the year, ready, another 2 weeks or so, you can say, look, right, we've got a back-to-back, or we've got, you know, 3 games in 4 days or whatever. Let's take one of these off.
No.
Step.
Right? Yeah, he says no.
But, yeah, but you're...
Well, I could see there be a team effort in saying, hey, listen, we're good. We need to play these other guys to get them ready for the playoffs. Now, if he's adamant about playing all 82, I don't know. I think you have to say to him, look, you know what, you know, Z, we need you for game one of the playoffs more than we need you to play all 82 in the regular season. But I understand, too, his mindset. And that's what I think Bruins fans have to appreciate so much is how damn much he cares about the team and about playing every game and about being an ultimate pro.
You think about it, he's the same age as Brady. It's kind of similar,
yeah.
The way that they go about business. All right, finally, Billy, do you think this is a good time of year to maybe give Rask a little bit more rest than you have been?
I think that they will work to get Tuukka to, 55 to 57 games, Fred. And so does that mean that they're actually, I mean, I guess, yeah, resting him more? I mean, they're not going to not dress him. Khudobin has played so well. That you're going to see Anton Khudobin. What do you have, 15 games left?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Tuukka gets 10 and Anton gets 5. That gets Tuukka to 54 appearances. That's exactly where you want him. I mean, you know, does it mean rest him more? I guess maybe a little bit, but with all the games, Freddie, that they have, you can look at the schedule and for sure you can pick out 3 or 4 that you know who Dobin's going to play for sure. Throw in another 1 or 2, yeah, and you get Tuukka a little more rest, and you get him ready for the playoffs just like Chara.
All right, Billy Jaffe, you can catch him on Nesson. I think he's Julia's dad. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
It's wonderful to be here, and we should have more tender moments with Rochie.
Yeah, wear your pelt tomorrow night, Billy.
Yeah, that's well. Listen,
I will. Just call me Daniel Boone tomorrow. I will wear it. And by the way, I'll tell you something real quick, Fred. The the Blackfeet Indian, the guy that I was traveling, it's our buddy, you know, that we're fishing with. They're friends with the Bears. That's what they believe. But you guys will like this. If a grizzly attacks them, then they've got the right. They believe in their custom to go after the bear, and then they take the bear claw as the big trophy, the head and the claw. But especially the claw, that's a big thing. And then they'll wear that. We went after the bear, but we didn't find the bear. We actually had to go back the next day too with a game ward. It was a fascinating process. I don't want to be charged again by a grizzly, but it was a fascinating way, especially to be around the Blackfeet Indian and how they believe in it.
By the way, Billy ate that damn thing's heart when it was still beating. Right?
Wow.
Pulled it out of
there. That's good.
Yes,
Victoria had no idea what was going to happen when I came home.
Yeah, did you drop the gloves first or did the bear?
Just as blood ran down his cheek and onto his chest. He never felt so alive. All right, Billy Jaffe, thank you for the time, sir.
See you guys.
Boston's home for sports. Boston's home for sports. It's just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
It's T&R, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Okay, keep doing it.
Five, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Talking about Dan getting emotional. He said his daughter made fun of him because he cried at the Lion King. And I said, I don't understand how the Lion King is sad. And he says, well, the adult lion dies. And I said, yeah, but that happens.
It's his dad, not just the adult lion.
It happens at the very beginning of the film. You have no emotional investment in the animal.
How about it grabs you, though? It's his dad. How do you have no emotional investment?
Sad part is the cub is looking around. Dad, dad. And he knows it's his fault.
And he's trying to lift the
terrible,
paw up
terrible
and
thing.
Else.
Terrible. Awful. Horrible.
Did you cry at Lion King?
I did not.
How could you not?
I didn't.
It's like Bambi.
Hey,
how could you not cry at Bambi?
I cried at Bambi when I was a kid. You know? I did not cry at Lion King.
Pixar movies are not Disney, right?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, Pixar movies are Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they are, because I was just on that Disney cruise, and they had those pigs. See,
yeah, Toy Story.
Because I don't know if
Toy Story 3.
I don't know if there's
Waterworks.
I don't know if there's a straight-up Disney movie that not only I've liked, that my kids have liked.
Come on, seriously?
Pixar, yes. Not Disney.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what other Disney movies are there, though?
Like Beauty and the Beast and,
oh,
hey, look at me, I'm a genie.
Aladdin.
Hey, I'm annoying Aladdin? Robin Williams.
Siri, you never had a friend like me?
You've never had a friend like me is from what?
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Ba-na-ba.
Have we ever done a game with you where you had to name the Disney songs? Have we ever done that? Probably.
I don't know. I'm not thinking yes immediately, which leads me to believe the door's still open.
Tomorrow.
See, with Dan. Oh, I have so many good ideas.
As old as time.
I have so many. With you, it's so easy. 2 days with you, I don't even have to plan anything.
It's like, yeah, fishing in a stock pond, Freddie.
Just, you can get Dan rolling. Because I'm over angry Dan. I don't need that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get him to yell about something. I want sad Dan.
We've done Community Dan where he like named the Andover head coaches, and Andover basketball. We did that.
What was your feeling about the changing the guard at Everett High?
Oh, it was kind of strange. Wasn't it the way that Catholic Memorial scoops them right up?
All right.
DiBiase.
Well, speaking of Everett.
I heard Bird scored a touchdown for them.
He did. Bird, the last time Rich was gone, did you hear about this, Dan? The last time Rich was gone, I ended up, unfortunately, in a room with Bird alone.
Oh, dude.
And we sat there, and it was uncomfortable, like, because we sat there for a couple minutes, and I'm like, so what'd you think of the show? And he's like, Paul. It was terrible. And he just went on and on about how bad it was. Bird, your feelings so far today?
Good.
Be honest.
No, it's good.
You can be honest.
I like the Disney. No, I like the Disney stuff and how he's crying. Not crying, but you know what I mean.
Showing emotion?
Did you fall? Did you stay awake from the whole show today?
Yes, I didn't stop it. I don't sleep.
You slept?
Yeah, you did.
There's
you
a photo
did.
Of you sleeping.
I was sick last week.
Okay, but you did sleep.
I'm still sick Ta-da. Today. You can hear my voice.
Okay, but you did sleep.
No, did I pass out?
There's a picture up on the big video screen, Bert.
I put my head down.
Dan, how long? Your head was down. Oh, your head was down long enough for Dan to take a picture.
All right, 10 seconds.
For you not to notice.
Oh, in 10 seconds. Okay, so Dan, who's producing the show,
put my head down.
Yeah. Turns around and he turns around, happens to catch you in that 10 seconds, gets his phone out, puts the code in, opens up the camera, takes a picture. All in 10 seconds.
He's probably quick. Quick with it.
Bird, he doesn't face you. You're behind him.
I know.
Bird, what was the last time? Bird, what was the last thing that made you cry?
All right, you're going to laugh at this. Con Air and Deep Impacts. Can I explain why?
Con Air?
Con Air. No. I got pissed. It was like a mad cry. Because Nicolas Cage gave the bunny to the little girl and she wouldn't take it. I'm like, take the goddamn bunny! What's wrong with you? And my friend's like, dude, you need to chill out. In front of the whole movie theater. And Deep Impact.
You started crying?
No, like mad crying. I'm like, would you take the bunny? Why would you take the bunny?
I've never heard of mad crying before.
No, she wouldn't take the bunny. I felt bad for Nicolas Cage's character.
There was tears coming out of your eyes?
Not like tears, but I was like, it was like a mad cry.
Well, you got mad. You didn't cry.
I cried a little bit. I felt bad for Nicolas Cage's character. He just went through hell's... to meet his daughter, and she wouldn't take the bunny. And in Deep Impact, I cried.
Why?
Well, I did cry. When they were fighting to take the baby, and he wouldn't take the baby, and I screamed, will you take the goddamn baby? And my buddy's like, dude, you need to chill out. I'm like, no, take the baby.
That's right.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to dump him. So you said, so you don't like it when the people won't take something that they're offered.
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the world. If you said, Fred, if you go to me, Brett, take my son and get up to the mountains and save my kids. No problem. Let's go.
Well, you're the one I'd go to. There's no question about it.
I could survive.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, you could survive.
Bring him to Everett and they'd be perfect. I could. No, seriously. I could see Bird wrestling a bear for survival. I could see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want a piece of me?
See, I could see Bird trying to wrestle a bear. And
I don't
failing
know.
Miserably.
There's some anger in there, Fred. I wouldn't count Bird short.
Bird's going to the garden tonight.
Huh?
Bird's going to the garden tonight.
Oh, to get recaps?
No, Everett High playing the boys for the Eastern Mass Championship. Basketball. High school basketball tonight.
Eastern? What's the Eastern Mass
this
Championship?
This is the tournament. This is the tournament. This is the state semifinals. They win this one. They play in Worcester for the state championship, I believe.
Oh, wow. What a treat. You get to go to Worcester.
I know. It's such a letdown. Everybody just wants to get to the garden.
So wait. You play at the... Hang on a second. You play at the garden.
Yes. That's only for the Eastern Mass. Yeah.
And then you gotta go to Worcester.
Yeah,
to play
it's centrally located. What if the other team's in the western part of the state?
You play the central and the western champ.
If the team's in the other western
Bring
part of the
down,
state,
right?
I'm sure that they would be miserable having to stay in the city for a night and go to play in the garden.
Long trip, Fred. Got to even it out. Everett wins. They have like a 5-minute trip to the garden. The other team has to travel 2 hours. It's not right. You go to Worcester where it's even. Everyone travels.
If you're a 2-hour ride and you got to stay at a hotel in the city, and then you're from some hick place in Western Massachusetts, and you get to go into the city and you get to play at the Boston Garden, wouldn't that be that would be like the highlight?
Gladly, sure. Gladly.
I agree.
Yep,
I agree.
The highlight to play on that parquet.
Doesn't matter what happens.
But in the end, this is what the MIAA has deemed fair.
You know,
so everyone goes to the DCU Center.
Yeah, you really, it's not flying across. It's like having a West Coast game. It's like playing in London.
Yes, it is.
Do you know that I played at the Silverdome?
Did you really?
I played football at the Silverdome. Yep. Now, I was 12, nonetheless.
That's okay.
I was at the Silverdome. And they mispronounced my name when I was coming out. They called me Fred Toe Toucher. And they mispronounced everyone's name. There was a very stupid person doing the PA system. And all I know is that it hurt real bad to fall on that field. Real bad.
Oh, yeah.
That was playing like on carpet back
then.
Right?
Artificial turf
it was
like
turf with nothing
awful.
Under it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like
concrete.
The vet in Philadelphia. That's
it's like
right.
The old Foxborough Stadium.
Yep.
Oh,
that's true.
Man, that
yeah.
was like cement.
I don't know how people played on that. I have absolutely no idea. It felt like you like fell off a skateboard every time that you got hit.
True.
But I had a girdle pad on, so that took everything away.
That's pretty cool that you got that opportunity, though. That's a lifetime memory.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And you know what, Dan? I don't remember the score, I don't remember what I did in that game.
It was just all about
I just remember the feeling of running out with my teammates,
yeah,
getting introduced, and, you know.
Like the Boys of Fall, like the Kenny Chesney song, you know?
Yeah, just it was just like that.
Awesome. Good for you, Fred.
There was probably about, like, 50 people in the stands.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A place that held 80,000.
Please tell me your parents were there.
Oh, they couldn't be bothered.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have their own things to do.
His dad was watching Manski videos at home.
That would be a cry moment for me.
They were drinking.
My daughter played on the
yes, they were there
on the garden floor. That was a tear up moment.
You cried?
Yeah, to see her step onto the garden floor out in the court.
Is there anything your kids have done that didn't make you cry?
No.
When you dropped your son off at Villanova.
Oh,
see, I would cry.
That was a 7-hour car ride home with my wife that we were just like, whew. It was tough.
Yeah, I would have cried.
Mm-hmm.
No, did you cry when you dropped your daughter off at Babson? Because that's no big deal.
Yeah, no, I knew I'd see her like in a day, you know? I'm always on that campus.
Now you're going down to Florida to watch her play softball.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Six games.
Six softball games.
Yeah.
In how many days?
They play, how about this? This is, talk about the dream trip for the parents. We leave on Friday. They play Saturday 2, then they play Sunday 2. Monday, off day. Yeah, you know where we'll be. 7 a.m. in the parks. All right? Starting out of Epcot. Already got fast passes.
With her, soaring. With your daughter, yeah. Or without?
Huh? No, with my daughter.
Okay.
We'll go to
she wants to hang out with
on
you
on her off day in Florida.
Yes, we'll go to 3 parks that day. And then she has 2 more games on Tuesday, and we come home on Wednesday.
Wow. Your kids want to hang out with you that much. I always figured, especially with girls, like at a certain point, they just don't want to be around you anymore.
Well, it's an off day, so she's not, you know what I mean? Like, most of the kids are going to hang with their family, so.
All right.
That are down there, so. Looking forward to it.
You're going to check out the parks? You're going to feel good?
Yeah.
Will that be something that you look at your daughter, like, in line, and you think of when she was young, you might cry?
No, because it's too much, you know.
Too much fun.
Yeah, caught up in the moment.
Okay.
Test track! That's what we'll do. Soarin', then test track. And on to the next park.
Soar is very overrated. I did Soar the last time I was there.
When were you there?
2 years ago.
It's changed. It was the new Soar or the updated Soar?
How the hell would I know it was Soar?
Oh, well, it's a new one. Did you smell the oranges? Anyone over the Grove?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Now it's the world. It used to be just California. Now it's the world. You soar over the world.
Hmm. Yeah, you're in a chair, and then they have video that plays underneath you. It's amazing.
Right. How to ruin it.
Consider you take an airplane to Florida and you could look out.
Come on. Why wouldn't you pay $165 for that?
It's like you literally were just on something where you could really look down.
I don't know why.
Your kids are going to hate you. Like every big moment, you got to bring down.
My kids aren't going
to
hate me.
Hey, Dad, let's go to Disney World.
Dan's face when you said it made me smile.
I assure you, my kids aren't going
to
hate me.
It's all fake, Milo. There's nothing to this.
By the way, someone calls Brady's kids a pissant. And they get in all kinds of trouble. You're sitting here saying my kids are going to hate me. I got some caller telling me that I brag about my kids.
But
in
I don't mean it, though.
Matches.
I love you.
It's funny how everyone can take shots at me and my family.
Fred, if I offended you, I apologize.
Well, you know what? It's
you
too
never
late.
Take shots at me.
You don't mean that.
Hey, how's your dead dad?
Good, thanks.
Your dad is dead.
Roll the baseball up to the tombstone.
Yeah, exactly, huh? Right? How about those tears?
No, you throw it at the tombstone. Oh, it comes back to you.
That's right. It would be like, you know, hitting a tennis ball up against a wall. It comes back to you.
It's like playing catch.
I get it. All right, Dad, here's the 1-1.
Draw a little batter on the
There's
side.
There's all these stitches on it.
Excuse me, ma'am. I know you're visiting your dead husband's grave over there. Could you stand
could
next
get,
to this?
Could you, get take in the box? Could you take the flowers out of the way for me, please?
Sometimes they'll just he'll put a tee up and just hit off of it.
off the gravestone.
Right, or that just use sense. The gravestone as a tee.
Right.
All right. When we come back, Tom Brady was on Good Morning America for a second time. He's a little bit more comfortable, I'm told, in this one. Here are the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
GMA, baby. That's Good Morning America. We are Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. I like doing that because then and people tell me that all their Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Alexa, play Life Changes by Thomas Rhett.
No, Alexa. Alexa, make me some money. Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Or you can listen to us on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. The minute you turn it on, boom. No, it's the exact same feed as on the air.
I have to say, I've been on the road a lot, you know, lately. Perfect.
No,
easy way to get the podcast, the whole thing. It's fantastic.
It's a good app.
Arizona, I had it out there, boom. Hey, there's Fred, Rich, John. Hey, guys.
Yeah, it's comforting.
I cried.
Okay. Well, Tom Brady was a little uncomfortable when he first sat down with Michael Strahan, it seemed. But I guess they loosen up here. Is Michael Strahan talking to Tom Brady live on Good Morning America.
Thank you. I mean, I see so many people who are so excited. They're just smiling. They weren't smiling earlier. They're smiling now.
They're more Patriot fans than Giants fans, I think.
You know, Tom, I'm trying to be professional here. Let's not go there.
You've never been professional with me. Try to take my head off.
All right, so, Dan, what's the deal? Strahan's in business with Brady for this company?
Yeah, I think their production company is titled The Religion of Sports, and they're developing more projects, but I think the first one that they did together was the Tom versus Time. So it's Chopra.
Did he ever disclose this before?
I don't know if he said anything during the interview that he was part of this production company that did the Tom versus Time videos.
Okay, so it's Strahan, Chopra, and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically padding his pockets with this interview.
By having him in there and in studio? Absolutely.
Okay. But listen, you got Tom Brady.
Well, that was my job. That was being professional at that time.
You did a good job
at that time. But you know one thing about it? You're a very private guy. And I want to talk to you about Tom versus Time.
Because this is a good way for me to make some money. I want to talk to you about Tom versus Time because it's in my best interest that people watch.
Who's your director?
Oh, Chopra, who happens also to be in business with us. You're a very private person. Now, if you'll give us some money, we can change that.
I want to talk to you about Tom versus Time, because this is really in-depth about your life. What made you say, I want to put it out there. I want people to see behind the scenes of my life.
It was perfect timing. We had come off the Super Bowl, and I guess I was feeling really good when I got asked. And Gotham had come, the director, and said, look, I think this is, you know, a great opportunity, great timing for us to do something like this.
But what is it like to have the cameras follow you around, not on the football field, off the field? Was there ever a point where you're like, oh, come on, Gotham, get the camera away from me.
I know. You know, just a great way to show all these different parts of my life and really getting ready for the season. That's primarily what it was about. It was, you know, what does it really take for a 40-year-old to play in the NFL? And
but at 40 years old in the NFL, it really is amazing. I retired at 36, and I was like, I just didn't have anything else. Where do you find it? Where do you find the energy, the resolve, the everything that it takes?
Yeah.
How do you dig it up?
Well, I think there's a real love for the sport, a love for the game, and the love for the competition.
You love getting hit by guys like me?
I love trying to get to avoid getting hit by guys like you, which is very hard for me, which always has been. But as long as I feel good, as long as I continue to work hard and make the commitment, it requires a lot of discipline. That's one thing I was, you know, God had given me when I was young. It was some discipline to, you know, get up and try to make the right decisions. And when your priorities are in order and you could make decisions based on what your priorities are, you know, I believe, you know, you can extend your career as a lot of, you know, athletes are trying to do now. When I first started, it wasn't necessarily like that. And, you know, through high school and early into college.
Steve DeBerg somewhere is just shaking his head. Saying, I was master of the play fake. And now you are. Do you remember, like, every time Steve DeBerg would play, they would say he's master of the play fake?
I do.
He would hide it behind his leg. He was an innovator in that case. He was on that Super Bowl Falcons team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had to take over for a while.
You know, athletes are trying to do now. When I first started, it wasn't necessarily like that. And, you know, through high school and early into college, you know, I was kind of growing into my body in a lot of ways. And I would say my routine and the things that I did weren't very good. They weren't very conducive to my goals with, you know, how I was working out and what I was eating and how hydrated I was and really how I was taking care of my body. I mean, I think it got to a point early in my career where I didn't envision myself being able to continue to play because my arm hurts so bad all the time.
Wow.
And I changed my routine, learned a bunch of different things. As I got to 30 years old and 31, 32, I said, wow, I'm really starting to make improvements.
I'm making a comeback now.
Come on. I'll teach you what to do. Just don't hit me.
I'm going to hit you. That's not going to hit you if I make a comeback.
For us, and then you don't have to hit me.
That wouldn't, oh, I better not say that. I'll get in trouble. Do your kids understand how big of a deal you are?
Well, no. Well, I don't think I'm a big deal, first of all, and my kids don't either, so I think that's pretty great. I think my kids are getting of an age where they're understanding a little bit more, and I have a 10-year-old son that lives in New York, and he's around a lot of Giants and Jet fans, so I think he understands a little bit about, you know, what dad does, and he comes up to the games and really enjoys it, and the two that are with me in Boston.
Well, you're a big deal to us, man.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate
thanks,
you. Guys.
Thank you. If we remove the mask.
Yeah, they had that's exactly how it aired. Is that they just go like
thank you. Thank you. If we remove the mask.
Yeah, they just did.
Huh.
They
wow.
told them
that quick?
Yeah. They were just like, you know, they were screaming in his ear, yes. Get off.
Get out. Get out. We're over time. Get out.
Yep.
I've had that happen.
But you know when Strahan's got a piece of the pie, I mean you don't cut him off.
It's Tom Brady.
Yep. So what are we hearing now with snow?
It's bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad starting like tonight talking, and
like
all the way through tomorrow
to
night.
24.
Whatever. The numbers go up like every second I look at it. So you know what I did? I just gave up looking at it because it's too damn depressing.
Just pray for the European model to come through once. You know, they run all these systems and tracks and everything else.
Yeah.
No, American
models. It's going to be bad.
European sent it out to sea.
Everything's about the 95 corridor.
I don't even think it's that this time.
I think it's everywhere.
Everyone's going to get walloped.
No, it says the Interstate 95 corridor is close proximity to the Atlantic Ocean. I think it's worse on this side of 95 this time.
Okay.
Yeah, the Cape isn't going to get it as bad, but right up through the North Shore, Boston, South Shore, and then pockets in the South Shore are going to get crushed. But opening day's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think today was the day that tomorrow's the day that Boston College was supposed to.
I know their new field,
out the
right?
New field.
Poor Mike Gambino.
Oh, the new baseball field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that which was a little ambitious.
Yeah.
To play
right.
A game there in mid March. Because I'm going to L.A. and the weather in L.A. is supposed to be like 68 degrees.
Hmm. Which is far better than it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also not kinda what they
cold.
Tell you that it's 75 degrees and sunny every day in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. We'll find out what's going on with Zolak and Bertrand.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Hutcher and Rich. I see Scott Zolak. I wonder if he's going to come in for the crossover.
You can hear him coming. He'll be here momentarily.
Here he is. Here's
here
Scotty Z.
Woo! What's up, Waller?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Told you.
There he is. There he is.
Announcing
there's
his
the man.
Presence with authority. There it is.
How you doing, John?
John. Wow, I got a John this morning.
Yeah.
How about
look at
that?
You, Mr. Happy, huh?
Hey, Zo.
Hey, it's always great waking up in the morning and seeing Dan Roach on my TV.
I'm sure.
Smiling. Like, hey, friends trying to prod you and poke you and poke
a little
you.
Bit. Yep.
Trying to get negative, trying to make you cry, and
mm-hmm.
You're not taking the bait.
No, not today. I didn't try to make him cry. Maybe tomorrow.
Yep.
See what buttons to push.
Guys do a lot of baseball today?
No.
No, we didn't do one baseball thing today.
Yeah, we probably won't either.
Yeah, we're looking to stay, keep jobs. We're not, do you do,
is this the most ho-hum? Yeah, I know. I feel bad you didn't go down to spring training. I'm kind of glad you didn't because it's kind of ho-hummer.
It's quiet. It's real quiet.
It's dead.
I think they're going to be good, though.
Well, they should be.
You know? I think they're better than
much.
People think.
Yeah. The Red Sox minute.
Do you cover the
about
Red Sox?
About the Bruins, huh?
Do you cover the Red Sox during your things there at the station?
Yeah, I think
the
I'll
90
probably,
seconds he gets
your,
at 6 o'clock.
Your sports segments, right?
I'll probably get on to Tampa for the opener. For the season
no,
opener.
I'm talking about now. I'm not talking
oh, yeah,
about...
Oh, yeah, we'll show spring training highlights. You know, J.B. Martinez had a couple of hits the other day, or, you know...
What percentage...
Mookie Betts' first homer of the spring yesterday.
Do you do it every day?
Yeah.
Spring training stuff?
Every day the Sox play. We get a feed, you know what I mean? So we show a highlight or two. Sure.
Oh. I just spring... Unless you're at the spring training game, they're insufferable. They're awful, spring training games. I know.
You're different.
Like, will you watch a spring training game that is one fixed camera? Like, you know, a lot of times they just have one behind the plate.
If it was on, yeah. If it was, you know.
Oh, it's awful. It's like the highlights you get from Pawtucket.
Right.
It's just the one shot from up
high.
The high
one guy shooting it.
Before the
ooh,
baseball draft.
The ball.
Before the baseball draft, do you watch the highlights of the guys?
Yeah, if the Red Sox have interest in him or if they draft him to see his swing and stuff like that, sure.
Because that is literally a camera right behind the catcher.
Yep.
And you'll watch that.
Yeah.
I've attempted to. I cannot do it.
No.
No, I cannot do it. All right, Scott, how much Red Sox are you going to do today?
None.
Okay.
We got a lot to get to. Busy show because Beetle was out sick last week. He's got some stuff on the Sherman, Tlaib stuff. A lot of free. The Solder thing's big. Really big, guys.
Yeah, boy, that's a dilemma, right?
Mike Reese knows something, too.
Reese was on with us last night.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, you know, because I was saying everything's set for him to stay here, right? Because of his child and what he went through and how the Patriots and everything else.
What, you think they don't have good medical care in Houston?
No, I know. But he needs to be shown some love, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't think one of those teams could say, hey, use our plane to get back if you need be?
Yeah.
If you need to.
Billy O, whatever you need, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Where is Dan? I want to...
Dan who?
Come over here, Hardy, real quick.
Hey, Hardy.
Because despite running my own board, I can't turn on that microphone over there.
Ah. Why don't we have boards?
Hi, Dan.
What's up, Rob?
All right.
How come I don't have a board?
I don't know.
Do you know how to run one?
You don't need one.
And if you did, nothing would get done. So, like, you just hit sound effects for 4 hours.
So why was Marshall Hook so upset at me?
Why'd you say bad things about Marshall?
You know, I don't know. I turned on the radio and he's screaming about me. I mean, he's like literally screaming about me.
I think he's just an angry person.
Yeah.
He's weird, but I mean, it was kind of odd.
He has a green bus. I mean,
it was kind of odd. I like went off on something that has absolutely no effect on him. I did not mention his name. He has about as much to do about it as Dan does.
He works with those people.
Yeah, but okay. So I got pissed at the guy for logging out of the computer. Like, what is Hook like taking on this thing?
He's at it again.
He's back in his peeps.
So, first of all, I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah,
and so
weekenders.
So it's not like I can attack the guy personally. And second of all, why did Hook get, the most fascinating thing about it was, and I know why Scott called in to jump on and to make it work.
Of course.
I didn't even know you were on the phone when I called in.
It was awesome.
Until today, I didn't even know you were on the phone.
That was the best 5 minutes they did on that show.
Now, explain to me why Hook was so pissed off.
I don't remember. I don't know. He was in a weird mood yesterday. Yeah, he's a weird guy to begin with.
It's you. You're the only one.
This would be the perfect opportunity. I'm looking forward in Rich's stuff here to play your rap about Marshall Hook. Do you remember your rap about Marshall in the 98 mile?
Yes.
Yeah. It was phenomenal. He was a bit off yesterday. He was more off than normal. And something happened at the end of the show. It was when Christian Arcan came in here, who's, you know, relatively new, and he felt, you know, he had really screwed up by sitting down and logging off your computer, and then Tucker Silva was getting called out for like days when I don't think Tucker did anything
wrong.
That
name, Tucker.
Yeah, it's just that Christian.
Something about Mary.
By using Tucker's credentials.
Well, here's the problem with Tucker is that Tucker was too trusting. He gave out. He did. And he uses terrible adjectives like he's a genuine person. That's why he gave him out to everyone.
Right.
Like, what did he? In all honesty, like, would you guys give your login information to anybody?
No, I only do.
What do you think his password is? Mother Tucker? Like,
if Jaffe's in
sports.
Here. Yeah, if Jaffe's in here and he's logging, I will log him on. And no, then
you'll
and then
log
him
off. Yeah, okay. So, right. Like, Lockhart.
Wow, 14 plus. Woo! That just moved up.
Snow.
I know, right?
Oh, the snow.
This is why we don't give him a board.
Oh, 14 inches.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This one's going to suck.
This one is going to suck. Yeah. This one's, they say, it's going to be worse than the other one.
Oh, good. I hope I have power for, like, no time ever.
Because you know...
Let's go to a hotel. Jesus.
They got to have... I got to get these basketball games in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out of town next a week from Wednesday.
Sure.
I got to get these basketball games in post-haste.
Let's all go to Disney.
The happiest place on earth?
All right, so...
Come on, so I'll get hammered with you.
Who was giving...
Hang out, Germany.
Yeah!
Who was giving Silva crap?
You!
No, for that half hour. But who, after that, who was giving him crap?
Nobody.
Oh, I thought you said he was getting a bunch of crap.
And I think maybe Marshall got his marshals up because a lot of people were getting yelled at and they really hadn't done anything wrong. You know, it
yelled
was
at by me. Not yelled at.
Yes.
Don't make it sound like I went to management or something. They were getting yelled at by me.
No,
we just aired it out on air.
Yeah. It was just, you know, people made mistakes and you got angry and that made Marshall angry.
Hey, they're building what's the new studio going to be like? You going to have a special spot again?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They got to reconfigure the whole studio so Fred has his board so he can press two buttons twice a show. and control the favorites.
Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Now we know what's going on.
I control the microphones.
Why do you have,
why do you have to control the microphones?
Okay, who's on my show? Who's on my show? You turn them on. What happened? Oh, Louth just turned them on.
Look, see, I'll press talk back.
Oh, I can't hear when you do the talk back.
That's awesome.
All right, yeah, it's great. And by the way, they told us there's nothing they can do about that. Why do I have to control the mic so I can turn off people's mics when Wallach's vastly overlapping at something I can pause
down?
Doesn't
Rich do all the production?
Yeah, but that's not... I don't do production in here.
Yeah.
I fade in and out. I turn things on. I can load things into here and play them out.
Neat. I could do all that.
No, you couldn't. I can play CDs off of here for Funk Friday.
I'm easy to coach.
All things you don't need a board for, though. I mean, like the turning the mics on and off.
I like to have the power of that.
Okay, that's all I said yesterday. It's a control thing. It's a power thing slash control.
Yeah, and if you asked Rich if they should take away my board, he would strangle you. He wants me with this board too. He wants me in control of everything that's going on the show.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
So when you leave that last hour, I mean, who else?
Weird dynamic.
What's a weird dynamic?
You and Rich. It's got a real Mick and Keith thing going on.
What do you think we're...
It's got a Daltrey Townsend vibe. I don't know.
What, we're button heads?
No, I mean, you need each other, but...
The show is better with the two of them, but...
Yeah, the better... It's better.
Fred, Rich, and Wallach. Like, three
love each other. They'll never split up, but...
Three different brands.
I just said that he wants me to have a board.
Yeah.
An owner, a head coach, and a quarterback, right?
Pete wanted Roger to be the front man, but Pete was, you know, really doing all the work.
Who the hell's Pete?
Townsend. Townsend.
See, I'm not a Who guy.
Come on, even I know that. So you're saying
I'm the front man, and Rich Townsend. Is writing the album.
Who's Charlie?
Well, who's, Hardy, who's Belichick, who's Kraft, and who's Brady?
Oh, my God, relate.
All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.